BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Object Essay, where ideas take shape, thoughts find depth, and every conversation explores the art of thinking beyond the obvious. I'm your host, Daniel Lucas, and our today's guest is the founder and CEO of Mindful Career, psychologist-led career strategy firm, helping individuals align their careers with who they are, psychologically and professionally. Other than Mr. Miriam Groom. Welcome, Ms. Miriam on Abstract Essay, and can you please introduce more about yourself that I miss?
Yeah, so I run a psychology-based career counseling firm. We have about 50 to 55 counselors across Canada and the U.S., and we help individuals align their career but from a psychological and behavioral profiling perspective.
Interesting, Ms. Miriam. Here on Book 100, Abstract Essay, as to say, we salute you, we celebrate you for sharing your knowledge and wisdom to us, as well to the world. Thank you. So today, let's talk about behavioral profiler and career therapies. You had what happened to be the perfect career and still burnout. What was the moment or realization that made you stop blaming yourself to start questioning the fit itself?
Yeah, so there was a very internal process where I had to take some time off and really start discovering why I was feeling this way and why I kept on, putting so much on my plate and continued to be dissatisfied with work. And what I realized was that it was at the basis and the core issue was that I wasn't aligned psychologically to my role. So I was doing something that I wasn't my number one natural skill set. And also the type of job I was working for a company, I should have been an entrepreneur. I was working in a role that was very business oriented, that wasn't giving back. So that was another thing. So a lot of the stuff that I discovered was that people have a lot of dissatisfaction with their jobs and they burn out, not because they're doing too much, but they're doing too little of what really drives them and what they're meant to do. And so if they don't feed that wolf inside of them, they don't feed that skill set, they're going to end up feeling like the life doesn't matter. And they're going to end up feeling like they're just going through the motions and that, you know, that they're going to be bored with life and overly stressed. And the stress also comes from the fact that if you're doing something you're not naturally skilled at, it causes a lot of stress on your brain because you're not developed in that part of your brain. So you're working two times as or three times as hard as somebody who has that natural skill set. So all of this relates back to alignment. So I figured this out for myself, and now I make it my mission in life to train psychologists on how to help other people find alignment and find their true calling.
Thank you for sharing that mission to the world, Ms. Miriam. So why do so many high achievers end up in careers that look right on paper?
BetMGM BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
But feel completely wrong in reality. What's driving that disconnect?
The fact that most people don't do the work to figure out who they are and what their skill set and what they're meant to do and how that applies to the world of work. And it's normal because when we're kids and when we're in school, we're not taught to do this. We're taught to take the job that's going to be the highest paying or the job, you know, our parents push us into jobs, into being a doctor, being a lawyer, being an engineer, and things that'll, but not everybody is naturally skilled in those areas. And so what we should be doing at a young age is really understanding how our brain functions, what are skill sets, what are the things that we're better than anybody else at, and then activate those strengths in your job. And if you're older and you've never done this, like me when you were younger, it's not too late. You could still do that self-exploration and then ensure that it, you know, whether it be in your job or in your pastimes or in a podcast, let's say, that you're doing, that you're activating your strengths and you're feeding that side of yourself. So it's really society has allowed a lot of people to just accept jobs because they're offered to them, or accept jobs because they pay well, or accept jobs because they're, you know, societally appropriate. Like finance will make you money. Go be a doctor. Go be a lawyer. So those are very specific strengths that require for people to be successful in those jobs. So instead of going job first, then I'll see how I fit the job. It's first, what are my strengths and what jobs fit me?
What job fit me? That is a big question. Definitely, you've said you're not lost, you're misaligned. For someone who has been calling herself lost for years, what's the difference and why does that reframe matter?
It's the reframe happens after people have the aha moment that they realize that the answers have always been within them. They just are disconnected from that truth because they've accepted a lot of jobs and a lot of things that have put walls up on who they really are inside. So the job isn't to make yourself better. It's to discover, to rediscover yourself, and that you're not trying to be better. You're not trying to increase your skill set. You're not trying to do. You actually have to do less and start realizing, you know, how are you as a child? What are your natural skill set? These are natural things that are in your brain chemistry. You're born that way. It's not things that you developed over time. And to stop listening necessarily to family and parents and all these things, to try to find an inner wisdom inside of yourself and be true to that. Now, the difference between being lost is just, you know, we reframe this with a lot of the clients that come and call us. Is they come to us saying, I'm very lost, but we educate them into what the real issue is and the core issue is. It's like when you go to the doctor and you think, oh, I have a cold, or oh, my leg is broken, or oh, this and that, or I have a hernia, or I have a slip disc in my back. And then they end up doing an analysis and they said, you know what? Your right leg is actually shorter than your left leg. You've been walking slanted your entire life. Therefore, that's what's causing your back problems. And so this is, and then you're like, oh, okay. So I've been trying to fix my back when really I should be fixing this, which will then affect and make a solution to my back pain. It's a little bit of the same thing. We do a full analysis and we educate our clients on really understanding what the core issue of this is. They feel lost, but really at the core issue, it's a misalignment. So people are realizing this after they speak to us and they get an aha moment and they said, okay, and is it too late for me to rediscover myself, and it's never too late. People are doing this at retirement age. People have maybe 5, 4 kids at home, 3, and they've never had a chance to really focus on themselves. And so they come to us and we realign them. And it doesn't mean you have to start over. You have to go back to school. There's small adjustments that you can make in your life to make your job fit you a little bit more. And it is not only your job, it's also your pastime. It's also the things that you do outside of work that really matter.
People, it's never too late. Do the things that you like to do. And Ms. Marian, you distinguish between burnout and true career misalignment. How can someone tell which one they're actually experiencing? And why does getting that diagnosis right change the solution?
Everybody has a different theory on what burnout is happening from. Our lives are complicated as human beings, right? We have family issues, sometimes health issues. Sometimes our parents are living with us. Sometimes we're dealing with somebody who's sick in the family. Sometimes there's a boss who doesn't align to your values and they're not communicating with you in an ethical or respectful manner. And sometimes your job is just not misaligned to you. So it's not every single person who is burnt out is misaligned in their job. You have to take an inventory of your life and really understand where the core issues are happening in your life. And sometimes the misalignment is in the job, but it's also in health. And it's also in, you know, you have no time with your loved ones and you don't have any pastimes and you're not. So, you know, people like to put things in big baskets. I specialize in career. So if you end up realizing that career is the place that you're misaligned, and it's really the tasks that you're doing every day are not fulfilling you, you're drudging through these tasks, that's not supposed to happen. If you want to take an inventory of whether it's career that you're misaligned to, that's probably leading to your burnout, is do a list of the things and the tasks that you do every day and take a journal for a week and then say, okay, you know, I answered emails for 5 hours today. I coordinated meetings for an hour. I managed the team, spoke to the team or trained the team for 2 hours, and then put a level of satisfaction, a level of flow, a level of excitement for each one of those tasks, and start taking inventory of your role and start understanding. Because sometimes people think it's the role, but they're like, you know, the tasks I'm doing every day are actually quite enjoyable and I actually like doing them. So it's about taking inventory and be like, what are the things that are really driving this burnout and this this fatigue and this sadness and this overwhelm? And taking inventory of your day could really make a difference, because sometimes it may not even be the actual job that you're doing. It might be the industry, it might be the management, it might be other things within your organizations that might be the cause.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ms. Marianne, let's talk about the, let's say, methodology. You use neuroscience and behavioral profiling to help people find their ideal career. What are you actually measuring or mapping, and how is it different from standard personality tests like Myers-Briggs or StrengthsFinder?
So we do assessments as well, but the big difference is that you're sitting with a behavioral profiler for 6 hours to 8 hours of time that's profiling you. This isn't a do-it-yourself video where you watch videos and you try to figure it out. You're really, you're sitting with a behavioral profiler and psychologist who's asking you questions and who's profiling you actively and who's guiding you through the process. So that's really the difference. And the framework is a step-by-step framework where first we analyze where should you be working? What's the right industry? Should you be an entrepreneur? There's three things that that unveil your ideal career. There's, of course, the tasks and the job itself, like interior designer, CEO, accountant. That's the task. That's only one third. Then there's the industry you're in. Okay. Are you working technology, startup, government? That makes a humongous difference because it's the pace of work. It's how what people are expecting from your work, etc. And then also it's how you're working. Are you working from home? Are you working entrepreneurial? Are you an entrepreneur? Are you consulting? Do you have to, there's those three things are put together to unveil really your ideal career. So the job itself, everybody focuses on the job, but the job is just one third of it. If you're an interior designer, let's say, but you're working for yourself and you're hustling to get clients every day, that's a very different job than if you're working for a company as an interior designer, right? Because you're mm-hmm. getting a base salary. It's a very dip. So you could burn out from being an entrepreneur as an interior designer and think you need to change everything. I need to change my job. When really you just need to go get a job and work for somebody because you're not meant to be an entrepreneur. And so everybody has a place that they fit. And then we go through every single one of those, like a doctor, we do all the tests. And then at the end, we gather all the information, we give a synopsis. And we also include, of course, your life. Do you have kids? Do you have a mortgage? Do you have car payments? What is your life like? Because you can't just, if I tell you you're meant to be a doctor and you have kids and a family that you're supporting, you can't just go back to school for 8 years and go become a doctor, right? That would not be possible. And so we take into your life and your holistic life as well in this process as well.
Beautifully articulated. Ms. Miriam, you build your methodology out of your own pain. What was the first piece of the framework that clicked into place, the insight that made you think this is what has been missing?
For myself? When yes, I went please. Through it?
Yes.
This wasn't a goal to start a business. So it was something I did to figure out the answers to my own problems. And then once I figured it out and I aligned my job and my life to the right, I was always in HR, recruiting, consulting, business, but I changed the way I worked. So I started a company with independent contractors and a very, very unique type of company that I work in, but I applied and I aligned it to the way that aligns to my psychology and the way I do things best. And so once I realized that, I started talking to friends, and then my friends at KPMG where I worked wanted me to do this on them, and it was working on them. And then I said, you know what, maybe I'll start a side business and I'll start taking some clients. And then the minute I did that, the business just grew. I stopped working at my other jobs and it just took off.
Congratulations, Ms. Miriam, on the failure of traditional career advice. You claim that the career advice most people have been given is wrong. What is the most damaging piece of conventional wisdom you hear repeated, and what should replace it?
The biggest thing that I feel like people need to be educated on is transferable skills. Because there's a lot of things that people can do with the skills they already have, and they don't need to start over or go back to school. So people reluctantly don't get advice because they automatically assume that they're not applicable to any other roles. Like people who leave the army or people who leave a government job with a very specific role that they think they can't be applicable. So that's very detrimental, where you think that you have to do the same thing that you already have done. Just in another company, and that may work. But you do have transferable skills, and like a person who's a nurse can do a lot of other jobs with her skill set, right? And so that's a fallacy. And also people, unfortunately, there's a place for career coaches. But if you really want that deep level of psychoanalysis, behavioral profiling, understanding how your OCD or your ADHD or your autism interplays with your anxiety and depression, and how that interplays with the world of work in the province or state that you live in. These are all very complex theories and things to think about. And really only people with a master's PhD degree in psychology can actually profile you. And a lot of these coaches are mean well, but there's this, there's these clients that are putting their futures into the hands of people sometimes who aren't the most qualified to give them that advice. So I'd say those two things are the things that people are not aware of.
Well said, Ms. Marion. Many people choose careers based on what they are good at and still end up miserable. Why is it playing to your strength enough?
Because I don't think that they're looking at the whole diagram, right? We said they're only looking at job, but job is only one third of the puzzle. There's also your industry. There's also how you work. It's not only the job that you're doing. You should always play into your strengths, but how do you know you're playing into your number one strength? It might only be the thing that you've tried. It may be actually your third strength, and you may not have never even flexed that number one strength before because your life just didn't put you in the position to do that. So I can't generalize and tell everybody why when they use their strength, they're still unhappy. Unhappiness is holistic. It could be based on many different factors in their life. Maybe their marriage is stuck. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they just had a new baby and they're not sleeping. There's so many factors in life that you have to look at. Everybody is different and everybody requires individualized analysis and support. So you could only take this one small step at a time. And the first step to take, like building a house, you have to set the foundation. You have to know thyself. So the first thing I would tell anybody who maybe isn't ready to take on the support of a career psychologist like us, like what we have, and they want to start on their own, is to start discovering who they are and their core strengths and start taking these assessments, start asking themselves very hard questions, start understanding who they are at their core. And once you understand that, then things start falling into place and you see where the different misalignments are in your life. And sometimes people are living, you know, in the country and they are convinced that that's where they should live. But, you know, they feel very isolated out there. And that could be a proponent to why they're, but we're career coaches, so we don't deal too much in that. But there's a lot of different aspects of people's lives of why they're feeling unhappy or depressed. But in career specifically, you have to know yourself. And then from there, all the answers fall into place.
Ms. Miriam, let's talk about on the deeper question. You help over 10,000 people transform their careers. What pattern do you see in those who successfully make the shift versus those who stay stuck?
Sorry, can you repeat your question?
Definitely. You help over 10,000 people transform their careers. What pattern do you see in those who successfully make shift versus those who stay stuck?
We've seen a pattern in risk tolerance. So it's people who, anybody who has career, who does a career shift, and who takes a leap in making a shift is because they have risk tolerance. People with extremely low risk tolerance often won't take the risk of doing that shift and they'll stay stuck. So it's about taking the leap and doing that change. It could be very, very small. It doesn't mean to be changing your job. It could be adding a pastime in woodworking because that's really your passion, right? I didn't leave my corporate job just like that. I started a side business and slowly felt more comfortable with it because I couldn't just leave my job. I needed to pay my mortgages and do all that type of thing. So I'd say risk tolerance is the biggest proponent. And as career counselors, we test our clients' risk tolerance in order to know if we need to coach them on that throughout the process, because we know that's one of the biggest factors that lead to success in career transition.
Very well said, Ms. Miriam. And to wrap up our discussion for today, in a rapidly changing job market, how should professionals think differently about career strategy? Are we entering an era where alignment is actually a survival skill?
That alignment is a survival skill?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I don't understand the question.
So in a rapid changing job market, how should professionals think differently about career strategy? Are we entering in a different way of teaching people?
Yeah, with AI, many jobs aren't going to exist anymore in about 10, 15 years. We don't know exactly what jobs those will be, but we have an idea of it. So it's part of our program that we make sure we align to also jobs that will exist, especially because we coach students in high school. So they're going to be in the job market for a very long time. And so, yeah, there's a large focus on the fact that you have to not only align your job to your strengths, but now there's an extra layer of complexity there, is that you have to make sure that the job's going to exist and not be taken over by AI. So, yeah, there is that large factor that needs to be considered.
So, Ms. Marianne, I will invite you again to please do come over to my coaching 101 and let's talk about your coaching journey. So can you please invite our listeners to support your business, your projects, or anything you want to promote on Abstract Essay?
Yeah, so we are Psychology Best Career Alignment. Come and see us and do a free intro call at mindfulcareer.ca or mindful-career.com in the U.S. And we see people across the world, and our programs are one-on-one, very focused, very individualized, very personalized. And you could always check me out on TikTok on Miriam_Groom or on Instagram on Miriam-Career. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. And I have one more question before I will let you go. If someone listening knows deep down they are wrong career, but is terrified to admit it because of what it might cost them, what would you say directly to that fear?
All it takes is one tiny little step. So whenever we're encountering anything that's fearful, just think of just Googling a specific job, taking an online free assessment, and just take it one small step at a time. It doesn't need to be a complete transformation overnight or a complete change very quickly. It's about discovering yourself step by step.
Ms. Marianne Groom, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Marika people, see you soon.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.